Chapter 1. Spring Creek, Colorado, 1870s. Nevada White smiled to herself as she thought of Harvey Tompkins. He would be meeting her here after work and escorting her to Tilly's restaurant for an early supper to discuss when the best day to officially announce their betrothal would be. Only another 3 hours to go and she would be seeing him. She could scarcely wait for the time to pass. It was hard to believe the son of one of the richest men in Spring Creek truly loved her, the daughter of itinerant farm workers. She had been brought up by her grandfather in a rented property on the edge of town since she was about 8 years old. Without a word or care for their only child, her parents had taken off and disappeared, never to be heard of again. They were nomads, Grandpa always said, never prepared to stay in one place for any length of time. Harvey had been stepping out for a short time with Rosanna Godfrey, the daughter of the owner of the mercantile who was Nevada's boss. There had never been anything official about Harvey's relationship with the other young woman. Rosanna was now her enemy, even though they had known each other since they attended the small local school. She supposed in a way it would be hard for two women who loved the same man to remain friends. "Pa wants you to restock the shelves in the storeroom with supplies we got this morning." Rosanna stabbed at the space between them with her forefinger. "I thought Earl was going to do it." Nevada knew the other girl would take pleasure in bossing her around while Mr. Godfrey was away. Her arrogance always came to the fore in her father's absence. She had a downright nasty streak sometimes. "He is, but I'm ordering you to help him." "It doesn't take two of us to unpack the stores and put them away."
"It does if I say so. Pa left me in charge, and if you want to keep your job, you better do what I say."
Rosanna arrogantly tossed her head, causing her long black curls to bounce. She always wore her hair loose and tied back with a red silk ribbon. "It will leave you on your own to serve the customers. And if we get a rush in..."
"You think I can't do it?"
Rosanna stood with her hands planted on her hips and glared at Nevada.
"You're always denigrating me, telling lies about me to Harvey. Just because he's rich, you stole him from me."
"I did not. He said you were only friends."
"Liar. Harvey wanted me until you started flaunting yourself in front of him."
"I met him in church and we just... well... got on so well. I'm sorry if you had aspirations, Rosanna, but Harvey approached me, not the other way around."
"Go and start unpacking the stores, Earl,"
Rosanna yelled for the young man who also worked there, doing any of the dirty or heavy jobs Mr. Godfrey chose not to do. He was 20 years old like them and had been besotted with Rosanna for years. She used to toy with him, like a cruel cat playing with a captive mouse, and he eagerly lapped up any crumbs she might cast his way. It was pathetic, really. Earl dashed in from the back and almost skidded to a halt in front of them.
"Go and help Nevada in the storeroom. She can't be trusted to do anything on her own. You'll be in charge."
Earl gave Rosanna a simpering, adoring smile. "I won't let you down. I'll do just like you say."
"Thank you. I know I can always depend on you. I don't know how Pa would run the store without your help, Earl. I'm going to tell him to give you a pay raise."
Rosanna's sudden ingratiating manner sickened Nevada. What sneaky ploy was she up to now? As always, it would eventually lead to poor Earl getting the blame for some mischief or other, just like when they were at school. The storeroom, which led directly off the mercantile, had been a bootmaker's shop until Mr. Godfrey bought it to extend his premises. For now, he used it for extra storage purposes, having discovered a supplier who gave him a huge discount for putting in large orders. Nevada often wondered whether the wares had been stolen, as it always seemed a furtive operation to her. She stepped into the rather dingy shop with Earl a step or two behind. The windows had been boarded up and the thick wooden door was always kept locked, so the only natural light came in through the cracks. Entry could only be gained via the mercantile now. She had never liked coming in here, as a spooky, almost sinister aura seemed to prevail, making the hairs on the back of her neck stand up. "What do you think we should start on first?" she asked, deferring to Earl. He wasn't a bad type of young man, if a little slow-witted and slightly effeminate. No wonder, she supposed, as he lived with his widowed mother and two maiden aunts, who treated him as if he was still a child. There had never been a man in his life to guide him to masculine endeavors. The ladies ran a lodging house just off the main street.
"I'm thinking the boxes of English tea, maybe?"
"You do them while I carry the sacks of flour. I'm stronger than you."
"All right. Are you going to the church supper dance on Saturday?"
"Yeah, I am,"
he answered enthusiastically.
"Rosanna said I could escort her."
"Really?"
"Yeah, why not? She likes me."
"I'm sure she does." It was a lie. Rosanna detested him.
Unless it suited her purposes, she wouldn't give him the time of day. Earl was like a little puppy around her, craving affection and ready to pick up any small morsel she might throw at him. It was pathetic in a way. She had tried to warn him to be careful about letting his emotions be toyed with, only he wouldn't believe anything bad about the young woman he adored. The two of them worked steadily for a time without speaking further. It was hard to converse with a young man like him. They had absolutely nothing in common, and he had always been a loner who had difficulty making friends. As far as she knew, he had never stepped out with a girl, which made it even more reprehensible for Rosanna to let him think she had any romantic interest in him. It was probably a ploy to try and make Harvey jealous. Harvey had once confided in her about his parents wanting a match between him and Rosanna, whose uncle was a congressman, because Mr. Tompkins had political ambitions.
"I told my parents I will choose my own wife when I'm good and ready. I'm extremely glad I waited to meet you, my darling."
Nevada wasn't sure whether Mr. and Mrs. Tompkins approved of her or not. Nothing was ever said, although they were always polite to her on the few occasions when they did meet. Harvey had been sent to an exclusive boarding school in the East somewhere and had only arrived in town a couple of years ago. His parents had been living here for several years after they had bought the bank and several other businesses. When his father eventually retired, Harvey hoped to take over the business empire. As she was leaning down to pick up a box, something hard fell onto her head, and she saw stars. Another blow caused her to sprawl out on her stomach. Suddenly, she realized someone was raining blows onto her back. Desperately, she tried to roll over, but a woman's foot pinned her to the ground so she couldn't move. She recognized the fancy shoe and silk stocking as belonging to Rosanna. Nevada tried to buck and twist her body to remove the weight, all to no avail. It was impossible to use her hands to try and get up because of the relentless pressure being applied to the middle of her spine. She was imprisoned until the foot was lifted. What had possessed Rosanna to do such a horrible thing? Where was Earl? Why didn't he come to her aid? Thankfully, her face was protected by being pressed against the floor. Another sudden flurry of blows rained on her head and shoulders. As consciousness began to fade, she heard Rosanna saying, "Hurry, hit her harder, she's still conscious. Don't leave any marks on her, though."